Minute Stories.
This is Chapter 8 of The Only Child, and we're revisiting the family of Hadley, Rachel, and Owen at the breakfast table. Hadley upset about missing out on what her friends got to do earlier in the week, and also upset from losing Aunt Vera's scarf. So let's figure out what happens. Once again, this is Chapter 8 of The Only Child. Thanks for listening. Hadley woke up angry the next morning, stomping into the kitchen. "Good morning, love," said Rachel. "How did you sleep?" Hadley responded by silently sitting at the kitchen table and crossing her arms. "Hey, Hadley," said Owen, "your mother asked you a question." "I know," said Hadley, devoid of emotion. "Hey, kiddo, I expect you to answer me when I ask a question," said Rachel, trying to defuse Hadley. "How come Sophia's parents let her do whatever she wants, and I get nothing?" Rachel and Owen straightened up, surprised at Hadley's outburst. No movies, no treats, no staying up late, no leaving the house, no vacation? Hadley's voice increased in volume, and her parents' anxiety increased too. A trash bag exploded in the driveway. Hadley's eyes burned bright green and filled with tears. Rachel and Owen take seats alongside Hadley at the kitchen table. "It's okay, sweetie," said Owen while Rachel reached for tissues. Hadley jumped into her father's lap and hugged him. "Hadley, it's okay," Owen repeated. "The truth is, your mom and I, we're scared and frustrated too. We don't know what's going on with your body, and we're just trying to keep you safe." Owen could feel Hadley nodding, her face buried in his shoulder. Hadley then sat up and went to hug Rachel. "Mommy, I'm scared too," Hadley said softly. "We know, little miss, we know," Rachel replied helplessly. "And, Mommy, I'm also sad because I lost Aunt Vera's green scarf." "Oh, honey, I know how much that meant to you. Can we help you look for it, or should we do that later?" "You can't help. I lost it in school." Hadley's eyes welled up again. Owen and Rachel looked at each other silently across the table, feeling equal parts hopeless and grateful. At least they had each other. "It's been a hard day already, kiddo, and it's only 7 o'clock. Let's eat some breakfast and get you ready for school." Hadley silently nodded and ate her toast. "Hey, Mom, can we maybe get some ice cream after dinner tonight?" Rachel smiled. "You know what, kiddo? That's a great idea." "Mommy, I love you." "I love you too, Hads."